Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, President Trump became the first sitting president to visit the Chippewa Valley since 2004, making his first stop in the Badger State since he was reelected in November of 24. We'll have highlights of that and more ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. President Trump visited Custer Farms in Chippewa County on Friday, promoting agricultural policies and backing Republican candidates. Beforehand, though, some area supporters talked to WEAU-TV.
We've just been Trump supporters from the very beginning.
You know, people say, oh, he's a billionaire, but he's still trying to connect with those of us at work and that have farms.
When do you get the opportunity to come see a president?
He's trying to make the connection, and I really appreciate that.
The president, addressing 1,000 or so people in attendance at Custer Farms, talking about his ag policy.
Every day my administration is fighting to protect and defend the jobs and livelihood of our great farmers. I love our farmers, our growers, agricultural producers, ranchers.
The president also talked about the elimination of the death tax in the budget bill.
They do terrible things. They commit suicide. They'd lose their farm. They'd lose their way of life. They couldn't pay the tax. And I got rid of that tax. I ended that tax, so I hope you're happy. Right?
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins was on hand for Friday's event.
In just a little over 1 year, 19 new trade deals have been struck. The markets have opened around the world. We are going to break every record for dairy, for tree nuts, for corn, for ethanol, as we move the American farmers' product, the best in the world, back out to the rest of the world.
President Trump also talked about things that farmers can look forward to in the future.
Fertilizer prices are going to go way down, just like they were 4 months ago. Your fertilizer is down, your energy is down, your oil, your gas is all coming way down.
Joining President Trump at Friday's roundtable were Republican gubernatorial frontrunner Congressman Tom Tiffany and his congressional counterpart, Derek Van Orden of the 3rd Congressional District.
Where we sit here today, I grew up about 30 miles from here on a dairy farm milking cows with my brothers and sisters. I want to thank you for signing that bill, Whole Milk for Healthy Kids. There's no reason kids can't have whole milk in our schools.
Thank you. Mr. President, yesterday we got to spend about an hour and a half in the Oval Office, and you announced the $50 million that you are sending to the state of Wisconsin for clean, beautiful coal. Thank you for that.
Not surprisingly, President Trump gave his strong endorsement to Tiffany for governor in Wisconsin.
Tom Tiffany is running for governor. He's a winner, and he's going to do a great job.
And also to Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden for re-election in Western Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, where Van Orden seeks a third two-year term.
This guy is, he fights like hell. He's in a little bit of a community that tends to be on slightly a little bit more than we wanted left, but he loves them all, and he's very popular, and he's going to win by a lot.
Van Orden is being opposed by two Democrats who will square off in an August 11th primary, former Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge and Rebecca Cook, who held a news conference earlier Friday on her family's farm, which is less than 6 miles from the Chippewa County farm that Trump visited on Friday.
Today, Derek Van Orden has invited Trump to campaign alongside him and their failed farm policies. Their tariffs have created deep rifts in global trade relationships, driving down profit for farmers. Their war has driven up the cost of diesel and fertilizer, and their health care policies are jacking up our insurance bills and closing our rural hospitals.
Cook's audio, courtesy of WQOW. Meanwhile, among the farmers gathering with President Trump at Friday's roundtable, longtime Cleveland Browns offensive lineman Joe Thomas, who's a Hall of Famer, representing Hall of Fame Farms in Muscoda, the former Badger standout.
I got to pump Secretary Rollins' tires a little bit for the small processors action plan, because as a farm-to-table beef producer like myself, we see one of the biggest bottlenecks in our country is the lack of small packing and processing plants for people like me that are trying to raise farm-to-table beef.
Meanwhile, Friday's host, farmer Ken Custer, told the president,
"You make the right decisions for America. They aren't popular. Thank you. And we as farmers have lost, as Secretary Rollins talked, a tremendous amount of our trade. And that's all we need is we can compete with anybody in the world. We need fair trade.
We'll hear more from Custer later. Meanwhile, Jake Leinenkugel also commenting in the roundtable on Friday.
Without the American farmers, we as a company would not be able to brew beer. In fact, out of all the thousands of breweries that across America, you supply the most important ingredients here in the USA, barley, malt, wheat, and we use some corn. But thank you all and really appreciate the time, Mr. President. Thank you, Buck.
Before Friday's visit by the president, Democrats like State Senator Jeff Smith and also U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin commented on why farmers are struggling, in their opinion.
Rural folks in my district they're having a hard time under this mega economy. Inflation numbers show that Wisconsin households are paying $2,267 more on average for everyday essentials since Trump took office.
Farmers are paying more for their inputs and getting less for their outputs because President Trump and my Republican colleagues in the Congress and their policies. For many farmers, this means an impossible choice. Sell at a loss or pay to store crops and hope that prices improve in the future.
After Friday's event, Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden told WQOW-TV.
Trump administration cares about rural America. So I just find it fascinating. The Biden administration did nothing. It's crazy. They said, we love farmers. They did nothing. Just line up the amount of people that have come here and are going to continue to come to this district. And the reason they come to the 3rd Congressional District is because we represent rural America.
Meanwhile, Congressman Tom Tiffany, the Republican frontrunner for governor, also talked to QOW after Friday's event.
He's just really showing that it makes a difference what our policies are coming out of Washington, D.C., because we do want a strong farm agriculture communities out here.
Meanwhile, before Friday's visit to Custer Farms, we had a chance to have an exclusive phone interview with Ken Custer, and I began by asking him, how did it come to be that President Trump's holding his roundtable event at Custer Farms today?
Well, I believe it started with I've known Brian Westreat for a long time, and he's had various roles in the Republican Party and has done a wonderful job. And I think if it's correct, he recommended us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you feel about, have you met the president before? How do you feel about this and about having the event on Custer Farms being named nationally, internationally?
Well, it's quite an honor. I don't really know how all these things come together. I have been a Christian all my life. I believe that God has been very active in our farm, success of our farm. And I believe it's something he wanted to happen.
Now, some people, you know, different views on agriculture and policy and things, but in terms of the Trump administration and farm policy, you're good with where things are at? You don't feel like tariffs have been harmful to you?
The tariffs have been absolutely necessary. And it is not so much that the tariffs are the answer. It is that we had to address the deficit. And in that is the trade imbalance. And that when I first began farming in the late 70s and early 80s, it was said that we would export every other row of production. And that has just gradually dwindled away. And we, American farmers, can compete with anybody around the world if we're given a fair trade chance. And we need those markets. And I don't know exactly what the answer is to attack the problem, but I believe in what President Trump has been doing. And I believe that we need to restore fair market share for American farmers.
Ken Custer of Custer Farms, the host site for President Trump's visit to the Chippewa Valley on Friday. Meanwhile, in our closing moments, we have the weekly radio addresses from the two major parties in the state. For starters, in this week's Democratic radio address, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers celebrates the LGBTQ Wisconsinites during this month of June and knocks Republicans for anti-LGBTQ legislation.
There are those who want to revise and rewrite this important history so that they can create a new story for our state and our country. Here in Wisconsin, we only know one direction, folks, and that's forward. We've always led the way in the fight for LGBTQ liberty and equality, and we sure as heck aren't going to turn back the clock now. I've been darn proud to veto every piece of anti-LGBTQ legislation that Republicans have sent to my desk and to use my executive powers to protect our trans and non-binary kids. And each year, I'm proud to raise the progress flag over the Wisconsin State Capitol as a reminder of not only how far we've come, but how far we have to go. I declare 2026 the year of the neighbor in Wisconsin because I want to spend the next year celebrating the neighbors who make Wisconsin the great place it is to call home. I want to celebrate the folks who love freely, live in their most authentic self, and welcome everyone to be who they were born to be. So no matter who you are, who you love, and how you express your truest self, you are family here. You belong here. You're welcome home here.
And finally, in this week's Republican radio address, State Senator Patrick Teston highlights the importance of Wisconsin agriculture and the continued support of the Dairy Innovation Hub program in the last state budget.
I'm asking all of you to join me in celebrating June Dairy Month. As chairman of the Senate Committee on Agriculture and Revenue, I am fortunate to get a firsthand look at the impact dairy farms have on our state. After all, there is a reason why we are known as America's Dairyland. The dairy industry contributes $52.8 billion annually to Wisconsin's economy and employs about 121,000 local workers. Just as impressive, Wisconsin ranks as the top state in the country for cheese production, generating 3.64 billion pounds per year. We are also responsible for almost 15% of our nation's milk. Knowing the importance of the dairy sector to Wisconsin, my Joint Finance Committee colleagues and I included funding in the most recent state budget to continue the Dairy Innovation Hub program. This initiative allows the state to remain at the forefront of the industry by focusing on dairy research, education, and outreach. One of the ways you can personally recognize June Dairy Month is by attending a dairy breakfast on the farm in your community. These gatherings provide a great opportunity to meet and support your local farmers, and you get to enjoy a delicious meal as well. You can find the dates and locations of all the breakfast on the farm events at www.wisconsindairy.org. I hope to see all of you there. Happy June Dairy Month.
State Senator Patrick Teston, Republican of Stevens Point, with this week's Republican radio address. Closing off this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.